This back-to-school season, you can count on Whole Foods Market to do the ingredient homework for you. They ban over 300 food ingredients, like high-fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated fats, and more. That's comforting when getting ready for back-to-school. From snacks to the condiments, their standards are truly best in class. Speaking of, their best-in-class event is happening now, including an unmatched selection of allergy-friendly options without nuts or dairy. Start the school year off right at Whole Foods Market.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow. That reminds me of like Master of the House. It's like children. It's very harsh.
I felt like it was more like a good old fashioned theme song.
Wow.
Like to a TV show.
Like what?
Like Golden Girls.
Okay.
I feel like shows don't have
good theme songs
anymore. No, we really cut it out.
You know, I also miss a good like movie opener. Like get me fucking pumped.
I want to know who I'm expecting.
Yeah, I want a full tease. Like, I love a tease. I love a cartoon into a reel.
Yeah.
I love, we're putting on makeup. Can't see the face. Legally Blonde me. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let me see the shoes, but don't let me see that face until we're rolling.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. We still have table of contents and books, do we not?
Yeah, exactly. The foreword. Hello.
I would like a little overture.
Me too.
Into what I'm getting involved with.
100%. What would your like intro be to your movie? Of your life.
Have you seen The Whale?
No.
No. For some reason, that's what snapped my brain. You know, it would really depend.
Okay.
It would depend on what life stage I was at when I was releasing the movie, I think.
Mm.
You know? Because even now, I'm like, well, I don't know what the vibe of how I portrayed my life was.
I'd like to think well.
Probably a grocery store opening.
Interesting.
You know, because I like was my first job.
Yeah.
It was like formative.
So formative.
You know, maybe a liquor store. I also worked there when I was young.
So we learned a lot about a character, about what's going in the cart.
Maybe
know what I mean?
Maybe it's like an old woman shopping.
Oh.
You know, she bumps her cart into someone. We see shoes that are decent, well kept, but not expensive.
Oh, unfortunately.
And then we pan up on ill-fitting jeans.
Yikes.
We see it's an employee because he's wearing maybe an apron.
Yeah.
We slowly pan all the way up. And it's a portly man.
Yeah.
But I'm facing the wall because I'm looking for something. A bottle of falls and breaks.
Oh, my God.
And then teenagers laugh as they steal things.
You're having a bad day. We're starting in the thick of it.
I turn around
to
yell at the kids. That's the reveal.
Smart. Okay, great.
What about you?
I'm going to start like this is a hero story. You know what I mean?
Well, I become a hero.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I love that for you. For me, I actually think it's a song. Unfortunately, it is a song. It's a song. It could be like my best friend's wedding. Like it could be people that aren't even in the movie, or it's me. And then I wake up. It's a dream. It has nothing to do with the movie. It's never spoken about, but it is me. It's probably me singing Alanis Morissette, unfortunately, belting the top of my lungs. It could be Lizzie McGuire-esque, as you recall, with the
cartoon
hairbrush in the movie. In the movie, it starts with her singing into a hairbrush. Where have you been? What's going on?
It's been a while since
It's a hairbrush opener.
Yeah.
The cartoon's also doing it. It's really cute.
A hairbrush opener has been done, though. Let's be honest.
Okay. Well, I'm saying it's that type
of vibe. You could do a variation.
Oh, I would.
of it.
It would actually be kind of very high budget. Like the production would go, wait, we didn't have this budget. I said, if I don't have fog, I can't, I simply can't sing without fog.
You know what's a good movie opener?
What?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Ooh.
The flashback. We start with her as a kid.
Oh, yeah. The sculptures and stuff.
And it's like her, a voiceover of her describing her childhood.
Yes.
And we have the little kids.
Gorgeous.
That's good. I liked that.
Sister Act 2.
And Sister Act 1. Great openers.
We love a flashback opener. I'm like, let me know who you are at your core. Then take me forward in time.
Sister Act 1 really has two openers. Because we start with a flashback and then flash into
singing
in the Vegas showroom. And then we get into the actual film.
Absolutely.
Iconic.
Iconic. God, I miss
one
that.
One of the best.
I'm like, maybe I'll watch that tonight. I've been watching movies, so.
I watched a horror movie yesterday.
What did you watch?
It's called, what was it called? The Pope's Exorcist.
Wow.
It was like number one on Netflix.
No.
It was scary. You'd be scared.
It sounds scary. It also sounds insane. That's number one on. I don't think I believe ratings. I'm sorry. Netflix doesn't give numbers.
I believe ratings, but I don't think that if something's number one, that it means it's good.
I have a feeling that we have different number ones.
I don't think so.
I said it.
Because, no, I mean, we definitely don't.
But you don't know that.
I do. Because I've been at your house where I'm like, yeah, this movie that's number one at Netflix is so good. And I pointed it out to you. And it's because I watched it because it was number one at my house.
Listen, I don't like that stuff. I don't like that stuff. I don't like when it's
well,
like,
it's not your recommendations.
Oh, well, it feels like it doesn't.
That's a whole different column.
Yeah, but I just don't believe those numbers. They won't release numbers. So part of me feels like this has to do with ads and like money. That's what I think.
Well, obviously it has to do with ads and money, but I think it's like, you know, when you open the app and then all of a sudden the trailer will just start playing.
Yeah.
It's obviously what they're trying to push. And then it becomes number one because it's being pushed.
Exactly. And that I don't like. I don't like when people tell me what to do.
Well, that's advertising, honey.
And that's what I don't like about advertising. I would do a very subtle, very kind, very, you know, choose your own adventure type advertising.
Okay. Give me an example.
Okay.
How would you change streaming?
Okay. Number one. Okay. Number one, I'm going to do, let's pretend, give me a genre. Are we doing like a...
But you would have to have that sorted out. Why am I giving you a genre? It has all genres when I open the app.
Well, I would actually do advertising based on genre. So let's pretend that we are doing a stand-up special.
Netflix has that too.
That's what I'm saying. But then the advertisement for it, I think I would have the comedian talk straight to camera in between making jokes about the product. I feel like that would do better.
About the product?
Yeah, I'm talking about advertising.
What product?
I don't know. Whatever's paying for the program.
I'm talking about how are you advertising like...
Oh, the actual thing?
Like the show.
The actual show.
So you're talking about you want to add advertisements back into TV shows.
Here's my thing. If Netflix doesn't even give revenue to the shows doing well, what's the enticing... What's the factor to make your show do well? You don't see more money.
I guess I don't understand the question. I think everyone making a TV show is like, I want to make this TV show. Let's pray it does well. And then it's up to the advertisers at the streaming service to promote that show.
Right. So I guess I'm saying if I were going to do it differently, I would do like, I like when the advertisement is integrated. So like, if we had a TV show.
So you want to bring back product placement.
Yeah. Like I would, if we had a TV show, it's like I would do like whatever Diet Coke, confessional, whatever, something where you're sitting and you're talking about it. And it's just a part of the show. It's just a part of the placement.
I don't think I like that. Well. What if it's like a horror movie?
If it's
would take me right out of it. If you're in the middle of the Pope's Exorcist and he's like, that reminds me.
Yeah, well,
I need to have a swift drink of Canada Dry seltzer.
Yeah, well,
before I fight this demon.
Okay, so for that, yeah, it can't happen. First of all, you don't want the product in the scary part. You want it at the end where it's like, cheers, you know? Like, I feel like it would be that type of vibe as well as...
Well, it takes place in like early 1900s.
People watching scary movies aren't buying products. They hate themselves. They're going to do bad things. I don't know what's going on, but if you're watching scary movies, maybe I'm not putting my ad dollars to you.
We sat at my house a week and a half ago and watched Scream 1, 2, 3, and 4 in a row.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I don't know. I'm just saying I don't like the way things are done. I don't like the way they're not being honest about things. I'd rather it be honest advertising.
Can
That's
I make
what
a
I
suggestion?
Want. No. Yes.
You should go on strike.
I'm going to. I am going on strike. This is me on strike.
Okay, well, to pivot from Shark Tank, I found a new Hallmark Lifetime interesting. So here's, are you ready for this?
Yeah, give the tea.
It is like a Hallmark movie in romance.
Okay, got it.
And the fact that she's a baker. She owns a bakery.
I love that.
But every movie of the series, there's a murder or something in town.
I love that.
And she always happens to find the body. And she's just inquisitive.
So what?
She has questions. And so she like always solves the murder.
Wow.
And she's also dating two men in all of the movies.
I love that.
Or at least in the two I've watched so far.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just can't make up my mind which one to commit to.
Oh.
But they know about each other. And one of them is also the lead detective in the town. And so he's always like, I know you're going to try to figure out this murder, but
let me do
don't
my
get
job.
Involved. Let me do my job. And it's called Murder, She Baked. And each one's like a different, it's like Murder, She Baked, a plum pudding mystery.
Wow.
Where like the guy that owns the tree lot.
Yeah.
Gets killed, but he's a con artist.
Wow. So he had it coming.
And she, of course, found his body when she went to pick up her check because she baked the cookies that they would sell at the concession stand.
So this is a series you're pitching?
No, this is real.
Oh, wait, this is real?
I watched it.
No.
Yes.
I'm confused. This is a real thing.
Yes. This is on TV. You think I was pitching Murder,
yeah,
She
Baked,
a plum
like,
pudding
Chris,
mystery?
Chris, I hate to tell. I was like, what an interesting, this is real?
Yes.
This is when I go, I don't understand what's getting greenlit. You know, was it good? Was it fun?
I watched two of them.
Okay. I do like the two romances.
I mean, they're good in that they're insane. They're like
they're insane.
A Hallmark.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of funnish.
It was good.
Okay, I'll watch
it. Well, it's just funny also because I'm like, it's literally like a Hallmark meets a Lifetime.
Yeah, it's like Nancy Drew, but like dating and fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
But no like kissing.
What?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Because it is on Hallmark, so.
Yeah, but Hallmark, we normally work towards a kiss.
Maybe there's like a kiss, but. They're also not all at Christmas time, so.
Okay, so it's almost
don't
confusing.
Love that.
Yeah. I love heavy flirting. I feel like people don't flirt anymore. Do you know what I mean? And we don't see good flirting on TV half the time.
I don't even know what it means to flirt.
Yeah. I think it's like, ugh, it's just when someone's good at flirting, it'll throw you back on your ass. You're like, where the hell am I?
I think when someone's good at flirting, I immediately become confrontational. Because when someone, if someone's charming, I'm like, shut it down. Because they're like, I can be charmed in a cocaine heartbeat. Yeah. Like once the seal is broken, I'm like gone. So I feel like I really put up that wall real quick when I think someone's flirty.
And I know that just from doing Hallmarks with you.
And then they're like, this is my wife.
Yeah.
Then
you're like, cut the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, but I mean.
So you miss flirting.
I miss flirting. I miss seeing like really good flirting on TV. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love like watching flirting.
Really?
Yeah. Because like the butterflies are there when you watch it too. You're like, holy shit, is this going down?
I don't think I've ever gotten butterflies from that.
Oh. From watching flirting?
Well, not a lot of gay love stories on TV.
What about you didn't like Schitt's Creek? Damn, I got butterflies from
of
that.
Of course. Everyone brings up the one TV show that where that exists,
all
Schitt's
right.
Creek, with a straight actor.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, that was casting's choice.
Yeah, obviously it's a beautiful love story, but I was still jaded about it.
Jaded.
You know, because... Yeah. There's a few things about Schitt's Creek that I'm like, why?
Oh my God. You're out for blood. Just a few.
I am out for blood.
My God.
I'm just saying.
What do you have against Schitt's Creek?
I don't have anything against Schitt's Creek. I love it. I was just have a couple of
pointers, tips, grievances.
Grievances.
Would you like to air them?
I think that the whole David and Stevie having sex storyline.
That was wild.
Come on.
That was wild.
Come on.
That was a reach.
No, like the chemistry is just so not that.
I know.
I did not understand why they did that.
I don't either, because I could get it if you were like, I could get it if you all went away and you're in a swanky hotel and you're like three martinis deep and you're just like, I don't know, maybe. But if we're in a small town at a motel, I'm not making a choice like that.
You and it's supposed to be like they got so high that they had sex. When is the last time you got so high you just had to have sex?
With someone that is definitely not interest. No, I just don't think.
Like
we get very high with each other.
And I'm like, let's. Order donuts.
We have I don't care how high we get.
No, that was one thing that I didn't love. I also didn't love the way that the show ended.
Oh.
I didn't like.
How did it?
I didn't like that the parents like move back to LA.
What did you want to have happen?
Everyone stay. What's the moral of the story if we're moving back to the towns where
it's true.
We were terrible people it's because true. Of this town?
Right, right.
I didn't like that.
Okay.
And also, why break up Alexis and Ted? What was the point of that?
You know,
can't just give us a fucking happy ending. We know the show's ending. It's everybody loved them together. What is the point of ripping them apart?
I really like that their breakup scene was one of my favorite breakup scenes, like just because it felt so real and so beautiful, just that sometimes like it just isn't going to work. Like it's not the right.
Totally.
So
but
I
think
it.
That it's like, this is like a fairy tale. I feel like everything else about Schitt's Creek, I'm like, it's so aspirational in like a life that you would want to lead. So I'm like, why can't you just give the happy ending in fucking fake life?
Well, we got it with David.
Yeah, but I'm like, just we could have.
Yeah.
Could have given both.
Listen, I liked it. I liked that particular choice. I liked. I don't think I needed everything tied up in a beautiful bow.
I did.
Yeah. And I love that for you.
I did.
Very Hallmark, you know,
because I'm like, listen, I'm not watching like a drama.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I hate when comedies have like complicated endings.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Do you?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like comedies, but I'm like, well, I guess, yeah. I'm like, why can't this comedic show, like, why can't they just end up together? Listen.
Sure.
It's not my fault.
What's your favorite show that like does it beautifully where you're like, that's a show?
I don't.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Is that what you're about to say?
No.
Oh,
I've never even watched that.
All right.
I mean, I don't like love. I guess The Office did it really well.
You liked The Office? Yeah.
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
But I usually only watch a finale one time.
That's it. Then you're done.
Because it's sad.
Yeah, you're sad.
I don't like finales.
I might. You know what? When people are so obsessed with a show, it really drives me away. I'm sort of like, oh, no. Like, it's too weird. My sister's so obsessed with The Office that I was like, you know.
I think, one of the best shows that's ever been made. Like, if I could only watch one show for the rest of my life, it would 100%.
Be The Office?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it never fails to make me LOL. And I always feel like there's like little different jokes that I pick up.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it. You know, I need a new show.
You should watch it.
Honestly, I might. I forget the new show that someone was like, you should watch it. And I said, I'm looking for a show. So this is really great. And now I don't remember it. So I guess it'll be The Office. I don't remember. How scary is that?
Maybe you have amnesia.
I guess. Wow. Well, all right.
I've been watching old seasons of America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Why are you doing that to yourself? My God. What's more depressing than Tyra screaming at people?
Oh, I mean, it's like brutal. It's even worse than you can imagine. And even if you think you remember how bad it was,
It's worse.
It's worse. In the episode I was watching yesterday, Miss J was wearing a shirt that said, "Don't feed the models."
Okay.
As he showed up at the house to do measurements and weigh them in front of each other.
And you said, why? So, yeah, why would you watch that?
I mean, it's just like, it's fun to be like, I can't believe this was a thing.
This was real. I think I would go back to watching it, like how I felt watching it back.
Oh, I don't. Know? I'm like, this is crazy. No wonder I felt like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice. So it's like,
it's kind of healing to go but wow. and be like, look at how ridiculous it is.
It is ridiculous.
Like, I can't believe I thought this was real. When they're like, oh, the plus size girl who's like 136 pounds.
Oh my God, I know.
Now it's like so insane to look back at that. And I feel like most people would think it's insane.
I love that clip of that one girl who's like, never mind, goodbye. And they're all like, you would leave this opportunity.
Okay, wait, I watched the episode and that clip is a little, it's in the very beginning when they're like auditioning. She wasn't even like on it yet.
Yeah, but I love
that. It was still awesome.
She was like, the vibe is wrong, goodbye. And I love that.
There's also another season with this girl who like is in the house and I think it's like the second week. And she's like, yeah, I hate fashion.
Yeah.
And I think it's ridiculous that people would spend money on clothes like this. And I don't want to be here anymore. And Tyra's like, so what? You're leaving? And she's like, yeah, I want to leave. And she's like, well, you had the best picture this week. And she's like, okay, thanks.
Iconic. Like, that is so, I would love to interview that woman. You know what I mean?
And it's, yeah.
Where is she now?
Because they do, I mean, the shit they do is fucked up.
It's so fucked.
But anyway.
Yeah, but anyhow. The Hallmark Movie
of the Week. Should we do a Hallmark?
Yeah, we can.
We can do a quick one. How you feel?
I think I feel good. I mean, now I'm thinking about that, but I feel fine.
I didn't mean to trigger you.
God, I just, what a time that was. Do you remember? My God.
I do remember.
It's just so traumatic. It's hard to, but I can pivot. That's my favorite thing about me is my pivoting ability.
Are you sure?
I think I can pivot. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's pivot. Let's pivot. I'm feeling like a really joyful. Okay.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm feeling like a joyful Hallmark.
Okay, do you want to start it then?
Yeah, I do.
Joyful's not really my expertise.
I know. Okay. Picture this. You hear like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh my God, the drums at a funeral.
We see a packed theater, okay. Two people in
like a theater or a theater. Movie theater or
Broadway. Okay. Broadway. Thank you for asking. And so two people with their backs turned in what looked like massive velvet capes and like big feather fans. Okay.
Okay.
And they turn and they sing, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone.
What's this from?
No, sir. White Christmas.
Oh.
I'm here to keep my eye on her. We're doing a whole bit. And everyone's just eating it up. The audience is laughing. They're eating it up. We're doing a lot of shtick. And the harmonies are on point. And cut to the end. Everyone's clapping. We're doing kisses. That was the encore. Who even knew? Mm. And we go off and there's such a high from the show, you know, but we get in the dressing room, doors close, and you're like, what a terrible audience. And I'm like, what were they drunk and high? I don't like the way people come. It's like, do it again. Do it again. Why are we doing encores?
I fucking hate it.
Are they paying extra for the encore?
And then I crack open a bottle.
Yeah. I'm chain smoking.
And what year is it? Is it like current?
Yeah, it actually is current.
I'm like, did you see that fucking bitch texting?
Yeah. And I do think Martin, if we see a phone in the audience, I want it brought on stage. I want to make a thing out of it.
Like Patti LuPone.
Like Patti LuPone, okay? Or Matthew Broderick, I'm making a stink. And I want it to go viral. And if we're not playing to that, what are we doing?
I want the phones to be put in bags like you're at a Madonna concert.
I want it locked up. I don't care how much it costs.
Do it.
That's what we're doing.
And tomorrow, we're singing nothing but Mariah Carey Christmas classics.
I don't care about the copyright.
Old bullshit.
Yeah, fuck everybody.
I fucking hate White Christmas.
Ugh. So then Cynthia comes in and she's like, hey, guys. And we're both like, hey, Cynthia, are you okay? And she's like, okay, so ticket sales are good. They really, really
are. Of course they are. Yeah. We're sold out every single night.
Yeah. She's like, but there's a real, okay, cat's out of the bag. Your mics were still on, so the audience did hear what you just said.
When?
Just now. And we're like, interesting. And they're like, so it is all over social media. And like, your fans are kind of upset. Your fans are really upset because of, I guess, how you're not the way you are on stage. Cut to us on stage being like, oh, look at that cute girl in the third row. Hi. You want a picture? Come on up. Kisses back. And we're like, that's interesting. Don't they understand it's a character? We're playing a character. It's sort of a. We're acting. And she's like, I'm just letting you know there's going to be some backlash. She's like,
the show is called.
We love our audience.
We love. Tim and Tanya love their audience. Exactly. A Christmas special.
A Christmas special. And so the backlash is coming. It's coming in hot. And the next day we do the show. There's like four people in the audience and they're booing. And so Cynthia's like, I'm going to let you know right now. We're talking $3 tickets on.
I can't believe everyone is that upset. I feel like more people would be coming to see us.
Why don't we rebrand it? Why don't we call it bitchy bass?
Let's call it Tim and Tanya hate their fucking audience.
Yeah, let's rebrand. She said, I think it would be best right now.
If you killed yourself. I agree, Cynthia.
She says, if you took a little step back from the spotlight, give it a little time, and then we'll come back, we'll rebrand, we'll go back again. She said,
I'm sorry, am I being asked to step out of the spotlight?
And Cynthia's like, well, the thing is, I think charity work or like something to help would be like a good like move for us, if you know what I mean.
Charity work is my drag name.
So she's like, There's this little town in Albany.
In Albany?
Yeah, if you can believe it. And they...
There's a little town in Albany?
Yeah. There's like...
Albany is a town.
Right. There's a smaller kind of like
sub-town. You know I'm from there, right?
Yeah. There's a sub-town under Albany called Whistle Creek. And
underneath
it.
What does that mean?
It's like lower on the hemisphere region, sort of a southern.
So it's in the Catskills or yeah. It's in like a different. Oh, okay. I didn't know if we were going like.
Geographic.
Inside the earth.
No. We're staying on the sphere. So she says this little town just had a. Big kind of disaster happen where the clock tower broke from lightning. And due to that, it's just been hard on the town there. And like the cheer is, it's just like a really rough time.
Is there a hospital inside the clock tower? What is the big deal?
Well, it's just that. What it represented.
What does it represent?
The town, if you will. And so because of that, she's like, we just really need to bring cheer there. And everyone's really sad. And you guys normally make people happy, even though right now you're kind of, you know, seemingly angry people. So it would be a great idea if you guys went and maybe put on a show there or help them have a show or like something where you play to the social media where people are really mad at you. Does that make sense?
You want us to go upstate and do community theater.
I think that would be the best the best thing to do at this moment in time for your career.
And so then I pretend to start slitting my wrists.
Right. Which is funny because that's a gag you always do. And it really does kill every time.
I do it on stage, actually. Yeah. And then it's glitter.
It's glitter.
It's red glitter. And so that's when funny. We sing, I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
When you lower down as an angel.
I love that part because I've always said that I've wanted to, you know, like descend in. I wanted to do, as you know, I wanted to do that Peter Pan number only because I wanted to be flying around the stage.
Yeah.
I feel like what a gift to be weightless and singing.
I totally agree.
Thank you so much. So,
and then Cynthia's like, they are not going to have any of that upstate. Right. What's the name of the town? Whistle Stop?
Whistle Stop.
Like fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a book.
It's also a movie with Kathy Bates. Okay, so
Whistle Stop.
You want us to go?
We're going to Whistle
when
Stop.
When is that?
Right now. We're hitting the road to Whistle Stop. Why? Because it's 2 weeks to Christmas and we're going to try to raise money for the clock tower. Okay?
I say, good luck getting me there. And I take a big pill and I pass out.
And you wake up and you're actually there.
Yeah. Well, that was the plan.
Yeah. Are you taking over?
So we get to Whistle Stop. We almost miss it because it's actually on the train. It's a different name.
Right.
And we figure it out. Thank God.
Thank God.
This is not important to the story. we are getting off at the train station.
Right.
And the sun's setting.
Oh.
It is dusk in December.
So we're talking it's like 6 or something, like 5 or 6?
I guess
like
it's earlier. 5:46.
Yeah.
And it was a matinee performance before. That's what we had, where no one was. Oh. So we came up after the matinee.
Oh, sad. Okay. Yeah.
And so it's like orange sky, sort of a pink hue. It's beautiful.
I actually love that.
And there is a bar,
oh,
if you will, right at the train station.
Smart.
Sort of if you get off in Poughkeepsie.
Hello.
There's a bar.
That's fun.
What this is based on. and so this bar is, you know, doesn't look great.
No.
It's like a little divey thing, but what else are we going to do? Sure. We do know we have an Airbnb.
Thank God.
To go stay in that Cynthia gave us, but we're not allowed to check in until 6.
I hate that.
Which is so annoying. A 6 o'clock check-in?
Like, ew.
What are we supposed to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just go. We go to have a drink. The bartender, I'm like, can I get a drink?
Of course.
I don't see anyone. But then when I see what I think is a pole holding up the ceiling.
Oh my God. Like a pillar. Almost.
Like a pillar.
Yeah.
Turns. It starts turning.
The pillar's turning?
What's and I building? Realize it's a man.
Oh my God.
And yeah, he's just very well dressed. Crisp.
Oh my God.
Crisply dressed.
Oh wow.
And he steps out of the shadow, sort of the white lights, twinkle lights everywhere. We're decorated
God.
For Christmas.
I love that. You know? Well, it's Christmas time. That makes sense.
And he turns. He says, can I get you something to drink? I'm flabbergasted because this man is, I mean, when's the last time you've seen a tall bartender?
Okay. I can't count it. Not today.
And this man, I mean, he's standing behind the draft system, which average draft system would come in around, what, 5'6"?
At least.
And so we're talking about a 12 spigot.
Yeah. Yeah, 12 spigot, sure.
So,
you got to be careful with those.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's tall and he's towering above it.
You can see his face over it.
You can see his face. You can see all of his neck, some of his chest.
Does he have chest hair?
Yes.
Thank God.
He does.
Okay, good.
And it's just a little, though. Like a nice little curly.
Oh, thank God.
Natural. The perfect amount.
Oh, my God.
Not enough to braid.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, this man, he's clocking in around.
What do you think?
I would say even 6'2", maybe.
Wow.
6'3".
So tall.
Could be possible.
He's a tall drink
with broad
water.
Shoulders, God. You know, and he puts our drinks down.
My God, how did he carry it? He's so strong.
And we're like, you know, he's saying like, what are you guys doing here? We say, have you not seen TikTok?
You? Yeah. Oh.
We're America's public enemy.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking hates us. Everyone's recognized us right off the bat. And he says, well, if it's any consolation, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. Which is kind
a little
of
sassy.
I was going to say it's a little sassy. I can't tell if it's a flirt.
And I was like, can I just let me get a Cosmo? I don't want this swill.
Whatever this is. Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know what a Cosmo is? And he's like, do I know what a Cosmo is? He makes me the best Cosmo I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm wondering.
Yeah.
And
I'm curious myself.
And I go and I say, do you like?
I've got my cleavage out.
Broadway shows?
Yeah. See if that'll entice. Oh, Broadway shows. What does he say?
He's like, yeah, so I'm not like that crazy about him. And then I'm like, who's your favorite drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, smart.
And he's like, Bob the Drag Queen. And I'm like, I think he's gay.
I think he's gay. Yeah.
And that's when the door swings open.
Oh, wow. A swinging door.
And I'm like, what, is it dark out already?
Yeah, God.
It's just this
really...
man is filling the doorway.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he's built almost exactly like.
God.
Philip. The bartender.
Oh, that's cute.
And the door swings and I go, oh my God, it's the abominable snowman.
Yeah, my.
What is the.
Abominable snowman. Yeah.
It's what, like, is it called? What's wrong with me?
Abominable? I actually don't know words.
You know who I'm talking about?
Abominable. A Yeti.
I think it's a Yeti. It's not. It's a man.
He's wearing like a white jacket.
Well, he's covered in snow. It's snowing.
Oh my God, it's snow. He fell or something.
And he says.
What does he say?
He walks in and he says, what's up, fairy? And I think he's talking to me. So I'm ready to jump out of my chair. And that's when the bartender says, don't mind my brother.
Oh.
And I'm like, he's definitely gay.
Yeah.
And it's just, they have a close relationship.
Of course.
He didn't know there was customers.
No.
You know? And
he
so
had no idea.
And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we're like, abominable.
And he says that his name is.
What about, like, Steven?
Steven.
They like that.
And he's just there after work. He's a lawyer.
What?
Yeah. He has a briefcase.
Oh, no. He knows the law. Lawyers read. Boy, can they read.
And he's like, yeah, sorry. I'm just coming in for a quick drink. Got to get out of here before 8 because at 8.
What's at 8?
It's karaoke.
Oh, damn.
And
that's
things get crazy in here.
Yeah.
And we're both like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not karaoke.
Yeah.
But then we get the, it dawns on us.
Yeah.
This is how we could cast the local show. The local show. So I say, we got to go check in.
We have to.
We go, we check in a beautiful Airbnb decorated extraordinarily.
Mean, yeah. Abominable.
Beautifully. And then we go, we change,
thank
obviously.
God. What are we wearing? I just want
show
to
know clothes.
Yeah.
But tamed down.
A little, yeah.
So.
I mean, full sequin, but that's, it's winter.
Yeah, full sequin,
it's winter,
but it's
yeah.
sort of a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Full sequin jumpsuit.
I love that.
I obviously am wearing a cape.
I love that. You know I do.
I'm wearing, maybe, you know what I have on, like a fedora. And people are like, does he not have good hair? But when I walk in, I take it off and they're like, whoa.
That's the biggest flex you can do.
I know.
Wear a hat merely for transportation, then reveal you got a full head of hair, honey.
Okay.
That'll, please. That'll be exciting for everybody.
And as I take off my hat, I make eye contact with Philip behind the bar.
Oh my God.
I catch him staring at me.
Was he looking?
He was looking.
Oh,
he was
my.
Impressed by the hair.
That everybody is.
And of course, by my full sequin pea coat.
Yeah, that's also stunning.
That matches. It's a monochromatic look. I'm in all green. That. You're in all red.
Oh, thank God.
And what's his name?
Steven.
Is still there. Not drunk.
Okay, good.
Okay. So yeah. He's not like, you know, it doesn't ick.
I don't want to ick. Yeah.
But he's like, oh my God, is it 8 o'clock already? I got all caught up. I was reading.
Oh, my God.
He reads.
See, I love that. Can you imagine?
What is he reading? Skipping Christmas by John Grisham. The book that Christmas with the Cranks is based on.
Wow.
Because he loves holidays.
He loves to get in the holiday spirit by reading.
And that's when, so we go in. Karaoke is starting. Who's goes first?
Who?
The waitress.
Ah.
Okay. She's about 60.
Love that.
Irish accent.
Okay.
She works hard. She always has.
God, ain't it the truth.
And you can see it all over her face, but everyone loves her.
Oh, my God. Diane?
People are calling her mom. Oh. The whole town calls her mom. That's... all of Whistle Stop.
I love that.
So she gets up and she sings.
Oh, my God.
Silent Night.
Really?
Beautifully.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that, but that's so mom. You know what I mean?
I mean, stunning. And we look at each other and we go, too old. And we kid. We go,
Yeah.
Because we are fresh still. You know, we haven't gotten infected by the Whistle Stop kindness.
Energy and the kindness. Yeah.
But we think, and that's when Steven is like, isn't she amazing?
Yeah.
And then we montage.
Montage.
We're seeing different townspeople singing songs.
Yeah.
Everybody's singing because it's karaoke. It's not a talent show.
Absolutely.
We see us having drink. You're getting a little closer to Steven.
Interesting.
I'm Brian. What's his name?
Phil. Philip.
Philip is showing me how to make a hot cocoa.
That's how you know. You behind the bar? Yeah, you're like, so then you do what? And he's like, you pour the powder in.
Yeah, I'm behind the bar, actually. Because the whole town, it's more like a hangout.
I love that. This town is not, we've got systems. We have different places. Yeah. This town is all for one and one for all.
Yeah. And then the bar, you know what? It's closing.
No way.
And we're still there. But we're not drunk because it's a movie. And
smart. We have to have our wits about us.
And so they're like, before you go back to your Airbnb, do you want to see the theater that you're going to be doing the show at? And we're like, might as well.
Now's the time.
They walk us. It's snowing. Beautifully decorated.
Oh, my God.
But we get to the Christmas tree.
Yeah?
And it's not lit up.
What do you mean?
And we say, why is the Christmas tree not lit up?
What happened to the tree?
And they're like, well, the electricity comes from the clock tower.
Of course. I knew it.
And I go, you can't just plug it into this fucking window right here.
It's too much.
And they say it's town tradition. And I go, of course.
Of course. This town isn't going to break tradition.
It's town tradition. And so then we go, we see the theater.
Okay.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning.
We walk in, white lights everywhere.
I love that. A twinkle light. It's almost as if...
it's dusty.
It's dusty.
Where it's going to need some cleanup.
Well, sure, but the character's there.
And that's what we wipe the dust
and
go, I think this is going to do just fine.
Yeah, we're both wearing white gloves and we're like, this'll do.
And then cut to us waking up in the morning.
Okay, do you want to take that. Over? Waking up in the morning, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I had a nightmare.
As you have been since your divorce.
Yeah. The divorce really took it out of me. There was so much reading that went into the prenup that I didn't do. I'm not a good reader. And sometimes reading can trigger me. You know what I mean? Being dyslexic. Thank you. So I wake up. I'm having a nightmare. You're like, snap out of it. Because that's the only way to get me out.
Yeah.
A solid slap across the cheek. And I say, I'm awake. Do you want coffee? And we go and get coffee in our Airbnb in the kitchen. And I say to you, can I tell you something? I almost didn't recognize you last night because you were smiling ear to ear.
Oh, I thought you meant because you had so many cocktails.
No, I did drink a lot, but I still would be able to pick you out of a crowd. And you looked so happy talking to Phil.
Was I smiling? Is that why my cheeks hurt?
Yes.
I feel like I have Molly jaw.
It looks like, yeah, there's tension there for sure, but in a good way.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice time.
I feel like there's a vibe there, you know?
Well, it's professional. I'm here for purely to enhance our...
Ding dong. There's something at the door. I go, I'll be right back. I go to get the door. I go, there's a weird basket. Okay, there's a basket with
It's a bomb, but it...
there's a basket with hot cocoa. Okay, and I say, can I read the card? The card says, loved making hot cocoa with you. Wanna
Careful.
Make something else hot tonight. Dot dot dot.
And here comes the ick.
And then he says cider. So he made a joke.
And I'm like, that's weird.
And I'm like, is it or is it kind of like a cute?
I don't know. Movie me will say that it's cute. So it's weird for sure.
I think but I love a little initiative.
Yeah.
Inventive.
I need a little bit. a little bit harder to get. The day after, I didn't even suck his dick.
Exactly. He just liked your personality.
That scares me.
See, but I think that that is a good thing.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, what else are we going to do? There's only one bar in town.
Yep. So he says, I'll pick you up at 2. I go,
2?
Yeah.
In the afternoon?
And I go,
what if I had plans? Who doesn't ask for a phone?
Okay. I go, Tim, it's 2:30. It's 1:30.
We just woke up.
No, well, we slept late. Of course we did. We were drunk. So we get you dressed as fast as we can. I feel like that mother in a movie who's like, whoo, when you walk out the door and the doorbell rings. And he's like, are you ready? And you're like, yes, I am.
Yeah, sure.
So he's like, I thought we could go ice skating.
You said you were going to teach me how to make cider.
Well, that was the joke. And we can drink cider when we're ice skating. Sorry, do you not like ice skating?
No, sure. Please.
Okay. So you get to the ice skating rink.
I doubt they're going to have size 13 skating shoes.
He's like, I'm a 13 too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
That we have the same shoe size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he's like, are you good at skating?
No.
Do you want help?
Okay, so we can, we go ice skating?
Okay, you're ice skating. The tension's high. Why do you hate that?
I'm stressed out.
All right, we don't have to go ice skating.
I feel like I actually have to go ice skating.
Okay, well, we won't go ice skating. I'll take that off the table. I think I'm a
little too into this
movie. Okay, let's not do, we're not going to do ice skating.
We can ice skate. Honestly,
it's pretty funny that the idea is the guy, he goes to take you skating, you get triggered immediately. And
I say, I have a fear of falling on the ice and having someone run over my fingers.
And he says, say no more. I had that fear for years. Abominable.
Do you know the number one cause of death in Alaska?
No.
Slipping through the ice and drowning.
Oh my God. He goes, wow, you know a lot of facts. That's so hot.
Thank you.
He's like, you're welcome. So what if we do something a little more low key? How about we go make cider at the bar before it opens?
Yeah. I'm allergic to apples, but we can go.
Are you allergic to apples?
No, I would love to.
Okay. But are you allergic to apples?
Only if I eat the peel.
Okay. Wink. So we go back to the bar and he's like, the first thing we have to do is crush the apples, which.
Oh, this is some fresh fucking cider.
And you know.
I thought we were just going to steam up some.
Sure. No. And have you ever seen a man slam wood on an apple? Hard.
No, but I would like to.
Yeah, I bet you would. It's good. And his forearms are bulging because he's like really pushing down.
I can picture it.
Me too. And and you're like, whoa. And so he's pushing and he's really getting that pure apple.
Pressed
scent.
I'm like, they don't have a machine that can do this?
He says, I prefer to do it manually.
I bet you do.
I bet you do. So he's doing that. You guys are mixing with cinnamon.
Like in Ghost?
Like, well, it's not necessarily a reach over, you know.
It could be.
But it could be.
He's tall.
Look at you. You're coming around. Okay. So yeah, he is. And he's doing the reach over. And then he's like, gosh, I haven't had this much fun in years.
And I go, I make apple cider every other weekend.
And he goes, God, you're so funny.
Thank you.
And he's like, okay, this is where the flirting comes in. Oh, okay. God. I know I'm scared too.
You should be.
I'm going to get rejected. And I know that.
Make it good.
All right. So he's like, do you want to try some? And he goes, it's really hot. So I always try to blow on it.
When is the flirting starting?
I'm trying. So he's blowing on it. And then
I'm like, COVID is not over.
No, it's not. He's like, it's really good. He's like, oh, let me turn the lights on. Twinkle lights are on. So the moment is set. And he goes, you know what would be even sweeter?
Kit Kats.
Than this apple cider?
I'm afraid to ask.
And he goes, well, never mind.
Okay.
He goes, I guess what would be sweeter is like if the date, you know, or is this a date? I mean, it is for me.
Well,
is
you wrote me a fucking card and picked me up in my house. Yes, I was assuming this was a date. Now you're questioning it?
No, I just wanted to make sure. You seem so tense.
Well, I'm just ready for you to fuck up.
He's like,
I guess it's a wall. I don't know.
It's a wall. Yeah. He's like, okay, well, maybe. God, I'm scared, but I'm like, maybe.
That's how I like it.
Yeah. He's like, maybe it would be sweeter if we could end with just like a.
Yeah, that would have been sweeter. It also would have been nice if you had just done it, but that's fine.
I wanted to get consent.
I don't need that.
Okay.
When it comes to this.
He's like, great. Then he just kisses you.
And I'm like, wow. And it's nice.
It is a good kiss.
And then I would loosen up.
Thank you. Yeah, it loosens up.
Like I said, if I'm charmed, once I'm charmed, it's game over.
Wow.
It's just hard to get there.
Certainly quite a few obstacles. But when you get there, boy, is it worth it.
And then we cut back to you and you're making out with them.
Good for me.
No, you're not yet. But
thank you.
You know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
You're baking because you told him that you could help him figure out how to bake something. He needs to make blueberry muffins for his daughters.
Oh, he's...
He has a kid, but the mom's dead.
Okay.
He's a single dad.
Love that.
Of a 6-year-old.
Okay.
She's the light of his life.
I love that. She's probably so cute.
She's so cute. And all she wants for Christmas is a mom.
God.
And you are like, ugh. I'm not ready for that because you're stressed out.
It feels like a lot. Yeah.
You know, and you don't like that, but you're showing him how to make blueberry muffins.
Sure.
And as you're cooking, you go into the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And you hear the most melodious voice you've ever heard in your entire life.
My God.
Singing. Baby, it's cold. And so then you, a la Elf, albeit we stole some things from Elf, starts singing back.
Absolutely.
And he's embarrassed.
Humiliated. And he thought the bathroom was soundproof.
You're like, you have the best voice I've ever heard. You have to headline.
You have to headline.
The talent show. And he's like, no, I really can't. And you're like, you have to. Please. It's amazing. And he's like, I said I can't. And then he like is really flustered. And he's like, I gotta go.
Oh my God.
What did you do wrong? We don't know.
Jeez Louise.
So we cut to you. Going, you're knocking on his door of his mansion.
Jesus, thank with the you. Blueberry muffins I freaking baked.
Yeah, and he answers the door and he's like, I'm so sorry about freaking out. Thank you for bringing these muffins. Mm-hmm. And you're like, do you want to explain to me why you freaked out so much? Because whatever. And he reveals that him and his ex-wife dead wife, used to
sing that
song together every holiday season.
Wow.
And they would go door to door.
Doesn't sound like he's over it.
Well, she's dead.
She is dead.
So, I mean, he is. And you say, wow, it seems like you're maybe still processing. Maybe he's like, well, it's still, you know, I was married to her and she's only been dead for 4 years. I'm over it.
Right.
But like, obviously, there's still some things that would bring me.
Of course.
But I've been ready to move on for over a year, probably.
Really?
A healthy amount of time.
I love that.
Between, especially because I'm young.
You're so young. I was going to say.
But, you know, she always said that I should end up with a beautiful, raven-haired woman with big breasts and a tiny waist.
She had excellent taste.
And you're like, oh, stop.
Oh, that's so funny.
And he's like, do you want a muffin? And so then you go in, you have a muffin.
Okay.
And you turn on White Christmas.
No.
And you're like, oh, this is my favorite part, blah, blah, blah. But then we start panning out.
Interesting.
And you guys are making out on the couch.
Oh, thank God.
And then we side screen. I'm making out on top of the bar.
Smart.
Hot.
Love
surrounded
that.
By White Christmas lights. While a regular is trying to get into the bar because it's time to open.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're distracted.
I love that.
And you're making out on the couch while White Christmas plays in the background.
Gorgeous. In a mansion.
And so then the next day,
Yeah.
We cut to, we're doing auditions for the talent show.
Yeah.
More amazing people, blah, 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 blah.
It's a very talented
We talent. Montage, okay?
Montage.
We're montaging. We're doing rehearsals. We've selected our cast. Yes. We're also montaging little bits of us having relationships.
Absolutely.
Things are going well.
Really
we're
well.
We're cooking with each other.
Time, we're laughing.
We're seeing sunset, sunset,
yes,
sunset.
Because
we know what? There's 12 days till Christmas.
Exactly.
And it's 10 days, I guess, because it's, I guess
give
Christmas Eve
take.
Is the show because
right,
then we can
the
get the
show.
Electricity and
we
whatever.
We need that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the day before.
Oh my God.
It's the day before the show.
Absolutely.
And, it's the night of. It's the day.
It's the day actually of the
and
show.
What's the night? And you know what? We've both been in the healthiest relationships we've ever had for 10 days.
Yeah. It's really thriving. No red flags yet.
And we're kind of talking, even in our own conversations, yeah. We're more free.
We're present.
We're being more vulnerable.
We're
about
happy.
How
we feel
things
so
are.
Safe. We feel safe.
And that's when we get a call.
Oh.
From Cynthia.
Hello?
Oh my God. You guys aren't going to believe it.
What?
Patti LuPone went viral again for throwing the phone.
Oh.
And she killed someone. By accident.
Of course.
But everybody's turned their sights on her. And now people are feeling guilty about how they responded to you. So we actually have a sold out show tonight. We
no.
need you back.
What? Cynthia.
Yeah. What? I thought you'd be happy.
Well, we are happy, but you
get
also
your skinny little butts in a car and get on down here.
Thank you for saying that. But now we have made a commitment to this town.
What town? Who gives a shit? I just put
Whistle
you
Whistle stop.
Oh, I just sent you up there to stay in an Airbnb. I didn't even know they had a theater. I figured you'd be drunk and on pills the whole time and wouldn't even realize.
God. Okay, well, let me just think about it for a second because we have some people that are depending on us.
Think about this. If you are not on the stage tonight at 7:30, you're never working in this town again. She hangs up the phone.
And I say to you, when did Cynthia get balls?
And I go, well, she does own Broadway.
Right. My God. Okay. This is bad. I feel like we're in a pickle. Do we choose our career or do we choose a possibility of love?
Like, I mean, we'd be crazy.
We would literally be insane.
If we chose love with these country bumpkins.
Yeah, like 10 days. What do we really know? Our career? That's something we've been working on for 10 plus years. Our duo act?
Yeah, and as much as I love this show, this talent show,
of course.
Nobody's that good.
No, everyone's like mediocre at best.
At best.
You know, like the show's going to be great for Whistle Stop, not for Broadway. Like, what are we doing?
These fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And that's when our assistant for the talent show, Tabitha.
Yeah.
She's like,
Your mic's
wrong.
God damn it. And everyone in Whistle Stop is in the audience.
Because everyone's here to help build
it.
This
oh
stage.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Who's the audio guy? And why can't they do their job?
Okay.
This is going to be awkward going out there.
And so the more we turn to be like, fuck, and
Steve and Phil
are standing there and holding flowers.
Oh.
And they just drop them.
Oh, God.
And they storm out.
Oh, my God.
And so we cut to commercial.
Thank God.
We come back and we are on. You're by the clock tower.
Smart.
You've caught Steve. And you're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean what I said. I was just trying to convince myself of something. And then I'm like, same, because also he's with
Phil,
and we have the same reasons. We're like, we just feel like if we had minimized what this was, it would be easier to accept going back to our empty, shitty little lives.
And Steve says, wait. You guys have to go do the Broadway show. And we go, can we really choose ourselves in this situation?
Wait, I wasn't expecting that.
I know. And he's like, Well, yeah, I like.
We can't forsake the town.
He's like, I really care about you though. And like, what if the town comes and we get to do like a little bit of the show on Broadway? Unfortunately, it's sold out as well as like, there is a certain caliber that the show is expected to be.
Oh, you want to put these people in our show?
I thought maybe they could come and like, here's the thing.
Movie me thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah. Producer you.
Producer me.
I say because
can't really pick up a moment like that from a stage, but
Phil really says, he says like, you've got talent. I don't want you to give that up.
Well, I would never give it up.
But
who's saying that?
Well, won't this be bad for your career if you don't go back?
Yeah, but won't it be bad for my soul if I do go back?
But you can always come back again. He says, and then what if you take the earnings from tonight and put it towards the clock tower? Then we reach our goal and the town could have electricity.
And I say, these people are never going to come do the show after hearing what we said about them.
The town people.
And the people in the show. Sure, everyone that heard us saying that they were talentless country bumpkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Diane says, as the mom of this town, the Irish woman who sang, who's 60, she says, as the official mother of this town, we all make mistakes, but we're family. And what makes
Diane's
family.
Diane's been dying to get on Broadway for 65 years.
She says, if you think I'm going to miss my opportunity to be on the Broadway, you're out of your goddamn mind. And so in a real turn of events, the whole town of Whistle Stop gets on the train and we get our asses back to New York City. We get on the stage. You and I crush. And then there's an encore and we say,
maybe
we actually.
The choir.
You what?
Maybe they're the choir.
They're the choir. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. And then we're like, we'd actually like to bring out the whole town of Whistle Stop.
17 people.
To sing our finale. And just then, this other song starts and I'm like, that's not I'll Be Home for Christmas. And it's Baby Get Away.
Not the Dead Wife song.
It's the Dead Wife song that both Steve and Phil are singing in a comedic
duo. And I know
the
story because you told it to me. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, what I can't believe this is weird. Ooh.
But it is sort of romantic at the same time. You know, and the whole town joins in the choir at the end, a standing ovation. People are dying and
not as dead as his wife.
Right. And she's the real. And it's actually dedicated to her. And that's how big of a person.
And
I
I'm
am.
Like, why is there such a big picture of this bitch?
Yeah. And then the curtain goes down and the curtain rises up as you, as you would believe it. And on that Broadway stage. Is you and me performing the show of Whistle Stop.
Oh, it's later.
It's later. It's a year later. Cut to a year later where the Broadway show is about two singers
I thought we were
who
doing
go
an
to
encore.
Whistle Stop. No. And Fall in Love.
We're doing an original piece.
It's an original piece. And wow. A lot of the Whistle Stop people are in it. Diane's like a favorite at this point on Broadway. And you and I have big old rings on our little fingies.
Then we sold the land that Whistle Stop is on for fracking.
That's right. You got to turn a profit.
And it's called?
It's called?
Whistle Start.
Oh, my God.
Whistle Start Your Heart.
I'm crying. That's so cute. Whistle Start Your Heart.
Wow.
Wow. A lot of
that
turns.
Was a good one.
I think it was good. I think it didn't go where you thought it would. And we love a movie that does that.
No, there was a lot of twists.
I thought there was tension, too.
Tension turns.
Oh, my God. I want to make apple cider with a man who crushes the apples
that
himself.
Yeah.
My
you
God.
Unlocked a new kink.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Damn.
I pictured, you know, the guy that chops wood on TikTok.
Yeah, I do.
That's
know that
who I
guy.
Pictured
Me
when you were
too.
Imagining.
Thank
who.
You for. Yeah. Oh my God. I love men chopping wood. I don't know what
yeah,
it is.
Who the fuck doesn't?
Who the fuck doesn't? God. It hurts.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
All right, guys. Well, we love you
so much.
So you know what? Until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The middle children. We'll Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.